Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 582. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. Did you unmute me?
Yes.
You had me mute. Hit me a timeout, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I had, I've had a disaster this morning.
Yeah, you're making a lot of noise. I had to mute you for a minute.
What had happened was Gerald complained about the closeness of my microphone, so it's his fault. As I moved the microphone closer, I knocked over a full cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. By full, I mean three quarters. Now, because I'm still in the process of getting in this office, stuff is everywhere.
Right, and you got it all over and inside everything.
Everything. Around there. It's the whole thing is ruined. The only thing I can think at this point is just to throw a match in here.
Yep, start over.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing left. There's nothing usable anymore.
It's already on the wall, the ceiling, how it got up there, I don't know.
It basically is. So it fell from the countertop to the chair seat, not the one I'm in, the one beside me. And it is basically on every inch of every surface in here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand. There wasn't that much coffee in there. It's like it mated the second it reached open air.
Now, does this make you want to quit drinking coffee now?
It makes me want to quit everything. So all liquids, leaving the house to go to the office,
yep.
The show, picking things up.
Just have to drink dehydrated water.
Just powdered water from here on out.
Yep.
If I can't chew it, I don't want it. Now, friend of the show, Marshall 205, could talk, he could expand on this. There might be a problem with my hands.
Yeah.
I drop everything.
You do.
All the time. It's a problem. This case, I knocked it over, which is a little different, but I might have weak hands. Like, I just drop things. Controllers, anything I'm carrying. Like, there's nothing I own that hasn't been dropped or isn't going to be dropped.
Yep. He drops his phone every couple episodes.
All the time. I don't know. I can't hold on to things. I think I have such silky smooth hands is part of what I blame. Mm. I have incredibly soft and moisturized hands, and it just makes it hard to grip anything.
You wouldn't think so with all the working.
Yeah, I'm careful though. Yeah, I'm careful. Like real careful. I'll strap on some gloves if I'm doing heavy duty stuff. Mm-hmm. And if not, I'm just really careful on how I carry things because I don't want calluses and rough hands and all that.
Yeah. When you shake someone's hand, you can feel the roughness on it. Does it bother you?
Yeah. You know, I think there's people out there that are like, man, I got tough man hands. But I'm like, that's not, no one likes that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? People like soft hands.
Right.
Just lather a little bit of lotion on that. Hit it with a little stone when you get some rough parts. Let's knock it down. Let's be human.
My hands are usually pretty soft. I have an eczema break on my hands. So I have it right here in the corner.
Oh, yeah. It dries you out.
It dries it out.
Yeah. I keep a soft hand. So I put lotion on my face after every time I shower.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And so you automatically have lotion on your hands. So I get enough to put on my face. And then after I'm done rubbing it in, I rub it in my hands.
Yep. Do you have a specific kind you use?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I use the Clinique. It's like a yellowish color. Unscented, not doing anything special. It's just a good moisturizer. I've tried a million different ones. That's the one I prefer, though. It does the best job for me.
Yeah.
I think it's got a light touch of the SPF in there, too. It's important, you guys. You gotta wear sunblock.
I have to use this one special one for people with eczema.
Yeah. Mine's more because I'm bougie than medical related. I think that it really does do the best job hydrating me, though.
Yeah, Cetaphil is what I have to use.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, you can buy them at Walmart and that. They're over the counter. But they're really good for people with eczema. And then I have special creams that you have to use because I have eczema. If I have it like an outbreak or something.
You'd be wearing gloves, too.
Yep.
Like weightlifting gloves.
No weightlifting gloves.
Set of mitts.
I think we might have narrowed down what caused it because I didn't have it until about 3 years ago.
You think it's food related?
No. we bug bomb or spider bomb our work area, and we used to only do it once a year. They got to twice a year, and then now it's every 3 months. And then I think that's what's causing it, because I only have the outbreak about a week after the bug bombing. So I'm touching door handles or touching stuff, and all of a sudden my hand starts like getting irritated.
Do you glove up at work?
Not all the time. Like if I'm not working out in the work bay area, if I'm in my office working, I don't glove up.
You should just stay gloved.
Yeah, no, I should, but.
Those black like mechanic gloves, like you're into some shit.
Oh, we have those.
Yeah, you should just keep them on.
Up all the time.
Yeah, sleep in them, work in them.
So they used to tease me because I would get the plastic, like the medical gloves.
Oh, yeah.
And I would cut the fingers out on top of it. So I did look like I had a weightlifting glove because I had, it would be a bad outbreak and I have all kinds of lotion on it.
Yeah, I do. I like to wear the latex gloves, the black ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're latex or the other one, though. But I don't like I don't like stuff on my hands that I'm not like OCD with my hands. I don't like my hands to visually look dirty. They could be dirty and I'm fine, but if they look dirty, I can't function.
Yeah, I see people that walk around like when we're especially retail, you'd see them, they'd have the black lines all around their fingernails and just not dirt.
That's a no-go. I will delay and stop whatever I'm doing to go wash my hands when they visually look dirty, even if I'm going back to do a dirty thing.
Now, what would you do if I haven't seen this situation, but you're out to eat, me and a friend of show, Marshall 205, are there, and one of us have, like, dirty hands.
Have dirty hands. I'll probably pop off about it. But you could have dirty hands. I don't know why you would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why as an adult you think that's acceptable. But you could, and I don't think I would throw too big of a fit about it. Now, if mine were dirty, though, I would get up and go wash them.
Yeah, I know of someone who never, ever washes their hands.
Yeah, I don't have, an issue with people that don't wash their hands. I think it's gross.
Yeah.
But, live your life. But I will tell you, while I think you should wash your hands when you go to the bathroom, I don't think it's the end of times, like people speak about it,
mm-hmm.
when someone doesn't wash their hands. Right, assuming you had a shower that morning, you go into the bathroom, you're not peeing on your hands, right?
Right.
You're just touching your dick, which is like touching any other part of you.
If you do.
Yeah. Unless you're just like free hang or whatever it is. I don't even know how you get it to a point where you can pee without touching it.
Yeah, we have a joke. Try to pee like Butters from South Park.
I mean, you could sit down. If you sit down, you never have to touch it. You never have to have any interaction. But assuming all you did was shower, then go to work or wherever you go, and then you got to pee. I mean, your dick is as clean as anything on you because it's not out there in open air.
Yeah,
he just drops it.
Drops it, just lifts his shirt up and just pees, then shakes a little bit, and he's done.
Yeah, so I guess my thing is, you should wash your hands after that activity, but people act like the people that don't do it are straight savages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say, if you take a shit and don't wash your hands, you're a filthy animal.
Yeah, and this person I know does that.
Well, hey, we've all seen it. We've all been in the bathroom, in a public restroom, and somebody rolls out of the stall, straight hits the door and goes.
Yep.
They're just out there with shit hands, touching things you might touch. That's unacceptable.
It's really sickening if it's at a restaurant.
Yeah, but I think it's a little blown out of proportion when you just go pee that you've got to, I mean, you should, don't get me wrong. I'm not skipping the sink after I pee, but you should, but it's okay if you don't, not the end of times.
Now, if you go out to eat to a restaurant, you go out shopping, you run to Target, Walmart, wherever, and then you go, hey, let's stop here and get something to eat. Do you go to the bathroom, wash your hands?
Depends on the situation. If they look any kind of dirty, yes, 100%. I mean, I don't just walk around touching things, so it just depends. I still keep hand sanitizer in the car.
Yeah, I can't use hand sanitizer. It breaks me out if I have an outbreak.
You know, the great thing about COVID is it made it just readily available, and so that might have sounded terrible, but the one benefit to COVID is that there is just an excess of hand sanitizer, and you can get it for nothing. So I keep a bottle in all the vehicles.
Yeah, I have a bottle right here.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll give it a lot of times when I get to a restaurant, I'll give it a little squirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes I'll go in and wash, you know, it just depends.
Yeah. I got into the habit of more washing because you're touching doors. If we're out, like touching stuff at Target, loading stuff.
Now, let me float this out there. You need a certain amount of germs. You can't be washing everything off. That makes you weak.
Right.
But you gotta, every now and then you gotta lick a handrail just to get some of that in your body.
But not a toilet seat. Do not lick a toilet seat.
Yeah. Are you enjoying that drink? Because I don't have one.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Good.
H2O.
I'm happy for it. Well, I don't have anything. I'll have to lick the floor here where everything is spilled.
Mm-hmm.
Office is ruined.
Yep.
Just total loss.
He does not know where he's going to record from next week.
May not be recording anywhere. I'll have to put the house for sale.
Yeah.
Just figure it out. Now, this is why I started talking about my weak hands and what I'm worried about. I bought a Steam Deck. I bought a used Steam Deck from a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He's in financial peril. He's selling everything off. He's not. He was selling it. But I bought it. It's huge.
Yep.
I mean, I can't even explain how big the thing is. It's like holding an Xbox Series S in your hands. It weighs 5-6 pounds. What I'm telling you, there's no way I don't drop it.
Right.
And in feeling it and holding it, there's no way it's prepared to be dropped. I think a drop will probably break it.
Okay.
So I don't really know what to do. There's no way I don't drop it.
Have you dropped your, do you play your Switch handheld mode at all?
Yeah. And I have dropped it multiple times. I want to throw up every time it drops because I can only assume that it's broke. I've dropped my Quest already. My Quest 3 dropped it.
Oh, dang.
The whole full-ass headset landed right on the front where those cameras are, just smacked right on it because that's where the weight's at. I mean, I just drop things. It's either I don't pay attention or I just don't have a good grip on it, or it's like the coffee where I'm moving stuff and I bump it and knock it. It's just, you know, it's stupid. I bought a thing, an old retro thing that I repaired. It had a broken handle on it. I'm moving batteries around yesterday for my lawnmower. I drop a battery, lands right on the handle that I glue back together and popped it right off again.
Damn.
My life is just a series of me dropping things. It's too big. The Steam Deck is too large. That picture makes it look like a Switch. That's misleading as hell. It's so much bigger.
It does look massive.
Type in Steam Deck versus Switch. I want you to really think about this difference here when you're looking at these photos, because it's not even doing it justice. And I know that we've talked about how big it is before, but I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
In both math.
That's length, the OLED.
Yeah. It is just absolutely girthy. It's triple the thickness. It's wider. It's longer. There's just no way that I hold on to that thing. It gets also fiery hot, too. It's got a, not the whole unit. It's got a fan inside to blow the heat out, and it's blowing heat out. Yeah, it's big. I'm really concerned.
The screen looks about the same size.
Yeah. Well, the difference is the Switch, and that has a PC basically inside of it.
Yeah.
It's got buttons all over it. And so I've had a little time with it. I actually played a multiplayer game last night with a friend of the show, Marshall 205. He was on his PC. I was on the Steam Deck. And let me tell you, I'm glad I didn't pay full price for this thing.
Uh-oh.
It's a fucking PC.
Yeah.
All the same problems, all the same complications. You know, we get in to play this game. You go I click on multiplayer. Let's play together. You know, it should be simple, right? You want to host it. What's the name of your, pick every setting on earth about how you even connect. I mean, every setting, 6,000 options to be able to connect. Finally gets his room set up. I can't find it. I can't search. There's no search feature. Can't find anything. takes him 10 minutes to figure out how to invite me. It's just overly complicated. I have to download like a layout to make the buttons mapping work, like for each game that I play, even though it's Steam Deck verified. It's just too damn complicated.
Right.
You know what I do with my Switch? I put the game in, I hit multiplayer, I hit join. I don't have to do anything. It's just a pain in the dick. When I turn the thing on, it's like, what version do you want to boot up in? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Turn on. Why is there even more than one option?
Right.
So, and I knew what this thing was, but I think my hopes have always been that there would be like a plug and play PC, either box or handheld or whatever have you. And it's probably never going to be that, because those people, those PC nerds, they like all the options.
Mm-hmm.
I got to customize everything. I got to customize how my click feels.
Right.
They're pieces of shit. Yeah, they're pieces of shit because they're like elitist. They made it so hard to even get into it now, so that they can just be off on their own and be smarter and better than you.
Yeah.
It's just a shining example.
They've changed keyboards and like a mouse. You can't even buy a simple mouse unless you just go buy the generic version from Walmart.
Yeah.
Everything is like the mouse that I have right here. It was given to me. It's got like 12 buttons all over it.
Yeah, just ready to play Warcraft.
Yeah, let me.
Yeah, that's stupid.
There's
buttons. I think it looks like a Batman contraption.
Yeah, it's buttons all over the place.
Now, I think the Steam Deck is neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool that I have access to Steam now without having to mess with my computer. I enjoyed my time. We played Project Zomboid last night, if you want to pull this up. It is a like isometric, maybe not even, just a pulled out third person. I guess it's kind of isometric. But anyways, it's a Walking Dead simulator, basically. You have nothing. You're shit out. You're just a person that shits out. And you have to survive. And so you're just sneaking around, going in buildings, trying to find weapons, trying to find food, trying to find bandages. And you are just surviving in the beginning. There is a point where it looks like you can start fortifying, you can start building, you can start, you know, getting vehicles, and the game probably opens up. But in the beginning, you're just trying to survive. And there are people everywhere. You can farm, you can fish, you can do all that. But in the beginning, again, you have nothing. The game is a roguelike in that you die all the time and it just shits out a new character for you. You're just on to the next person. But yeah, look at that carnage.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. But it's cool. You can have a ton of people. So I think you can have 32 people on a server.
Oh, damn. That's massive.
Yeah, so you can actually like homestead. You can have people everywhere with different jobs and all those things. It's hard to see, and they creep up on you. You'll pop a door open in a house, and one will come lunging out. I mean, it's fun. You get bit, you have to, bandage yourself out or you'll eventually die, turn into a zombie. And when you turn into a zombie, you're now an enemy that's on the board. You don't play as him, but you got to remember you might encounter yourself later on.
That's pretty cool.
That's neat.
So back to the Steam Deck real quick. How does it feel compared to the Switch, like in your hands?
Heavy, big,
heavy.
Hot. Yeah. It doesn't feel bad, but like, I don't know how I'm supposed to hold it, because I feel like if I set it flat, like on a pillow or something in my lap, it's going to block the fan. There's a fan on top and a fan on the bottom,
right?
Like the bottom back. And I feel like it needs open air. So I feel like you got to hold this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hold it out in front of me with nothing below me, I could drop it.
Did the game load up just as easy on this as it does the Switch?
So, yeah, you know, you go to the store, I click on Project Zomboid, I hit it, downloads. It says, hey, you want to use the best button layout for the Steam Deck? And you're like, hell yeah, I do. And it's like, cool, ready to play. You click on it and you're in it. I mean, that part all works flawlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think it probably gets a little more complicated if you're setting up your own controls or if you're playing a game that's not Steam Deck verified, which mine actually had a Steam account on it with a couple games that he left on there just until I got mine set up, just so I could test it.
Right.
And one of those games was not Steam Deck verified. It's impossible to play. It wants you to hit buttons you don't have. You know, it just, they don't work. So not every game here is compatible. You could force it, but they just don't work. There's a point you'll probably get to, like I did in the one I was playing. You just couldn't go further. But yeah, the store interface and the buying things and the jumping in and playing them. I mean, I load it up on my phone. I select whatever I want. I buy it from my phone. And when I turn it on, it's already there. I click install. And I mean, the two games I bought were installed in 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's how we do it on the quiz. Well, that's how I do it on the quiz. I just go on my phone and find everything.
Same. So, you know, that part of it, functionality, like as far as the system goes itself, it's quite functional.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to work quite well. The limitation is still that what makes PC gaming so special for the people who love PC gaming is what frustrates the hell out of me. Like, I don't want 65,000 options on how I set up my game and then how I set up my server and then how I set up my character. Like, just let me play that son of a bitch.
Right.
Why do I have to be so complicated?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, as this game stands today, it could never come to console. Never. It's option on top of option. It's menu on top of menu. And, you know, that's the other problem. The Steam Deck has 67 and a half buttons on it because they've got to try to map all the bullshit that PC games have in them.
Right.
So I need a button for everything. I need a full keyboard on this thing. It's just, I can already tell that this isn't the solution I was hoping for. Now, in fairness, I knew it wasn't. Many people have told me it wasn't. I've watched tons of videos. I've read tons of reviews. I knew this wasn't going to solve my problem. I got it for a cheap enough price that I don't care because I could turn around and sell it and get my money back at any point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely what I heard it was.
Well, that's good.
Friend of the show, Matt, told me, like, as soon as, you know, we were hype about it when it was coming out, and he got one, and he immediately said, "You're not going to like it. Don't get one." I mean, he knew.
Yeah, he knows. You know,
the other problem, you pull up this picture here, the other problem, I go to the store, right, and I'm like, I'm going to buy everything. I'm going to get all these things. All I hear is how cheap Steam is. So I go to Steam Deck Verified Games, and it's like, ah, top picks for you. It doesn't even know me, but it's picking games. But all the top picks are games I've already played. They are games I love. But right. The top games for Steam Deck are, as you see here, like Stardew Valley, Dredge, Dave the Diver, Cult of the Lamb. Just Orion's Greatest Hits up top here, but I don't really want to play those again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a better place to play those.
Yeah, there's Cult of the Lamb on this one right here.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like I have a better place to play those games. So that's why I decided on Project Zomboid. The other game I bought was Vampire Survivors, which is also on the Xbox. I've never played it, but people love it. And so I plan to play that one. Haven't played it yet. It's like a bullet hell game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like it. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm shitting on it, but it's more of a fit for me issue than it is an issue with the thing itself. Yeah, so you just have 1,000 enemies on the screen at once. Really low visually. It's not stunning, but I think the idea there is just like a dopamine hit with how many things are on the screen. Yeah, look at that upgrade tree.
I don't know.
It's a run-based game, and it's just, again, I think it's like giving you those casino hits of like overstimulated. People love it. Very highly rated. Yeah. So I bought that one. I think it was $3. I will say almost every game on the Steam is on sale. Project Zomboid was $13, and I think this was $3. And then, of course, you can do something like a Humble Bundle right now. You can get 8 games for $20 for it. So, I mean.
Well, this game is on Nintendo. You can get it for the Switch.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. It's on everything but PS5. But I'll tell you, the problem is, it's $4 or $5 over there. The problem is, so I go to Humble Bundle, right, and I click on the games, and it's like, oh, these games are simulation games. I'm like, that's perfect for me. Simulation bundle, 8 games, $20, worth it. I don't have any way of knowing if they're Steam Deck verified except for to go on my phone, search for that game, and then see if it is.
Yeah.
So go to bundles up top. Right next to where it says Humble, and then go to games. So the creative sandbox there. That's what I was looking at. So these are eight games that look sort of like I would like them. They're all simulation, you know, build, create, survive type games. And you could get all of them for $20.
It's really not bad when you think about it.
It's a super good deal, but I need to then go into each one of those and see, hey, is this Steam Deck verified? Because I don't want to be frustrated any more so than I already am. So if only one or two of these games are Steam Deck verified, it's not worth it.
It doesn't tell you here. You have to. How do you find out?
You have to go. That's the problem. You have to go to the Steam store and then find that game and then look. The problem is I can only see if it's Steam Deck verified from the outside. Once I click on a game, I've not found out where you can see it on the phone.
Yeah, I'm looking out here. It doesn't show any options.
No, so you just had like what, Above Shakes pulled up?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to the Steam store here and I type in Above Snakes, not Shakes, it's $16 to buy it new. 76% rating, pretty good. But see, I get on here, right? And nowhere single player, full controller support. Oh, here it is. There's a section. It says Steam Deck verified. Steam Deck compatibility verified. So that's one. Give me another game here. What's that top one? That top one looks interesting.
Universum.
The game's $20 on its own. $20.99. It's a city builder. God game. It's playable, but not verified. It's the next one here. Trailmakers. The value's there, right? I don't think there's any. Trailmakers is $8. Trailmakers is playable, but not verified.
Mm.
So you see the problem. It's just.
Yeah.
You know, how many of these are am I going to have? Everything's playable that'll run. You know, there's certainly some things that aren't. You only get five games, but if you do at least 20, you get all of them.
Yeah.
That's my concern, is just how many games are even. Am I even going to enjoy? I wish I could just type in like Humble Bundle in here and see.
Would it be easier?
They have Humble Bundles on here.
Oh, Steam Deck ones. Like just for Steam Deck?
No. No, you can actually search for Humble Bundle and it does pop things up. I was trying to see if they actually had that bundle on here. They have 51 games listed, but I think it's just stuff they have on sale. Let's see, it was Humble. I know this is good. This is good listening.
Yep.
And we can move on. I just really wanted to bring up
that you got the Steam Deck into problems with it.
That I'm going to drop it, yeah. I'll just have to go through game by game and search, which is fine, I guess. Yeah, I'm just really concerned about me dropping. I'll keep you guys updated. It did come with a case, not on the system, but when you put it in when you're not playing. So I played that, Project Zomboid. I did play a little bit of Supermarket Simulator, which has been popular on Twitch lately and TikTok, but it's not verified, so The buttons were not working for me. So I played a little bit of that, and then I moved on to Party Animals, and then our multiplayer game this time was Walkabout Mini Golf in VR.
Right.
You hated it.
No, I did not hate it.
So it's two games in a row that you've absolutely despised. You showed major improvements with golf. You were terrible when we started.
Yeah.
Just the worst. And by the end, you were just as good as us. So I feel like next time we play,
it's going to be a,
it'll be a hotter competition.
It'll be bad. Again.
And then Patman, he didn't play at all. He hates us. He didn't even join.
Yeah, he's going to skip this month.
Yeah, skipping everything. He was going to pick this game, but yet he skipped.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's mini golf, semi-realistic courses, I would say.
Yeah.
They could be built. It'd be a lot to them, but they could be built. The one we played, it had a couple holes that maybe are a little crazy. Everything else is fairly normal. Physics, I feel like, are semi-realistic again. There's times I hit it where I feel like I hit a better ball than what it does.
Right.
But most of the time, it's kind of spot on to what I did. It's fun. It's silly. It's more of a like hang out and talk and bullshit. But I'll tell you the problem with this game is I think you have to stand up when you play it.
Yep.
I don't think it can be played from a seated position comfortably. And my feet were on fire by the time we ran two holes or we ran two courses.
Yeah, mine too. I had to put in the second game, like in the beginning, I had to put my sandals on.
Yeah, I started in shoes and then came out of them. But basically, we stood in place for 2 hours straight.
Oh, I kept on getting turned around. I have to lift my thing. I was like, where am I standing at?
And yeah, all
I'm
the
like,
time with me.
I'm like close to the TV, and then I'm over on the side, and I'm like, okay, hold on.
That's what I was telling from the show Marshall 205. I'll start dead center in the end of my room, in the center of my room. You don't move in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I take my headset off, I'll be across the room just face-to-face with the wall.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't get the right angle looking when you're hitting the ball.
Yeah.
You have to turn a little bit and look over and.
That's how you get yourself messed up.
Yep. No, it was interesting. I was looking around at the scenery a lot.
Yeah. No, that's one problem too. They've got this ball hunt thing.
Yeah.
And when you're hunting the balls, you're not even paying attention to the other people hitting, and then you don't know the best line.
Mm-hmm.
On where to hit. So I decided in the second game, which I won, beat the shit out of Marshall 205. In that game, I watched him when he was up first or you were up first instead of hunting for the ball. I just let you guys hunt because I feel like it gave me an advantage to see your line.
Right.
And we would find the ball before we moved on either way.
Yeah, someone would go find the ball.
We should look for the ball at the end of the hole, not the beginning. For a more competitive advantage.
Right. But also I think the ball hunting thing is also a good takeaway.
It is. It's fun, but you can still hunt for it after.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. You guys can keep. You can hunt for them during when I'm playing. That way I have that strategic advantage.
Yeah, poor Padman. He's going to miss out on all the good balls.
Yeah.
Unless he just jumps in and plays those levels without us.
I don't know if he's had it for a while. I don't know if he ever played it.
He might have. You never know.
Was it free?
Yeah, it was free.
It's supposed to be part of that. That's part of the reason I picked it. It's supposed to be part of that, like, library of games.
Yeah, it was free.
Good. Because they do the Quest Plus, but then they also, like, introduce, like, a library of games that you just have access to.
Mm-hmm.
That aren't the free monthly games. So I saw it on there, and that's why I thought it would be a good fit, because nobody had to buy it, even though the three of us already bought it. I knew you weren't going to have to buy it.
Well, thank you for that.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, I know you hate it, but what number would you put on it?
I don't know, 5, 6.
Why do you hate it so much?
I don't hate it.
What's your beef with it?
I don't really have a beef with it.
You seem like you have a beef with it, though.
No, I don't.
Like, what makes you dislike it to a 5?
No, I'll just say it's a game I would not normally have played. But that's like, why this is the purpose of the whole thing, though.
Yeah, but what is it that you're just like, I can't get this?
Well, I'm not a golf guy. I've only, like we're saying, I've only played golf like twice.
Yeah, but this is mini golf.
Well, this is, like, well, when I played golf, I played, what was it, 9 holes or whatever. Then we went back, so whatever the 18, whatever the holes is. And then we did the driving range. That's the only thing I've ever played in golf my whole life.
Yeah, but this is the opposite of serious, though.
Yeah.
So real quickly on the pass, they have the games catalog, they call it. They have Until You Fall, Jurassic World Aftermath, Fruit Ninja, sports scramble, hand physics lab, red matter, Aspire 1 VR operative, 2MD VR football unleashed all-star, walkabout mini golf, onward, the climb, a township tale, which is another game that we bought, Demio, which is another game we bought. Those are all part of the pass. So if you have a quest and you pay for Quest Plus, you should go in and at the very least, you should redeem those so that you have them added to your library. There's some ones there I'm definitely interested in playing.
Yeah.
But that's all I played. And you hate golf, so. I don't. We're sticking on it all the way through, so it's going to be 4 weeks of it.
Okay.
I'm not planning on switching us off of this because there's so many courses.
Got to find a concert to go to or something.
Yeah, yeah. Just go with Pat, man. I'm sure he's got 1, 2, 3 scheduled on Thursdays. Or you could just lean into it and actually enjoy yourself, which is the idea behind the whole thing.
Right, right.
This 2MD VR football
looks
super shitty. It looks not good. The climb is fun. You should try it. It's one that I bought with my first headset. Like, it's one of the first games I ever bought.
Climb.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. You're literally just climbing up the side of a rock, but it's definitely a different vibe.
Okay, there's a metal detector game.
That sounds excellent.
Mm-hmm.
What did you play?
So I finished the season in Fallout 76 on Tuesday.
Now, for people that don't have any idea what that means.
Okay, so they do a call like Road to the Map. So you play seasons like you would, Fall Guys or Fortnite.
It has a season pass, yeah.
Yeah, basically, or Disney Seasborn, Speedstorm, you level up to 100 and you get rewards as you level up. So I've finished the season. This is only like the fourth time I've ever done a whole season, like all the way to the max. Get all the rewards, so that means I'm free until the next season starts if I want to jump back into it. I'm not going to get anything special else playing it right now, so I was able to decide to figure out what a new game that I play wanted to play. I'm still doing Power Wash Simulator. So playing that.
How long is that game?
I don't know. I'm popping trophies, though, so I might have to go back and look at it, but I don't know if I want to go back and do a Power Wash of one place. It took me 3 days. I probably spent 8 hours just doing one area. Then there's a tip I didn't look at because there's one that I couldn't figure out where it was. I was like, hey, why am I missing something? When you get down to the bottom three, the last three, it'll pop up on the screen, which you know.
Yeah.
What three you have left. Well, I had like 4 or 5 left. I'm like, where are these things? I'm running around. But I know there's a menu option you can go into and it'll show you what you've completed, what you haven't completed.
Menu option. Does that break it a little bit though?
No, it's actually makes it
like you're taking a hint though?
Yeah.
Do you look before you go straight to that or you just give up?
No, I run around, try to do each thing and make sure I've completed before I go to the next one.
Yeah.
Like a method to my madness when I play it. Then I started MLB The Show 23.
Mm-hmm.
I started that up.
How's that?
That's fun. Got 12 games in. Made a character up. He's a pitcher and a catcher. Pitcher and a center fielder.
Playing both ways.
Yeah, playing both ways. Because you can do that option now with the...
You can't pitch all the time.
No, you just pitch in rotation.
Yeah.
Which is easy, which I'm really good at pitching. Having given up one run, I've pitched 4 times, 4 hits total. I haven't done a no-hitter yet. The one, I was about to get the no-hitter and they took me out of the game. I don't know why, but...
They didn't want you to have that. Yeah. They took it from you.
Yeah, took it out. Hitting it, I'm batting like .850.
God bless.
In 12 games. And it's on like just the normal mode. It's very simple, though. It's pretty fun. I'm not going to go all out. I don't know if I'll pull out a whole season because right now I'm in the minor leagues because I get to create a character.
Yeah.
It's just something for me to do. I'm doing that because I want to get more into the Like, because you just talk about the Switch games, I want to get more into, not the Switch, Quest game, get back into using the Quest.
Yeah. Which, you got mini golf.
Yeah, I have mini golf.
You could love that.
Yep.
That, I know I'm far from the mic. I'm grabbing something.
Yeah, that and a few other, games.
Do I have so many games? I'm need to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little too far behind with the catalog over there. But of course, I decided to add to it by getting this Steam Deck, the big old fat deck.
Yep. And I need to get in to playing the Switch also. One of my coworkers, we're friends on Switch, and he's like, "Man, I haven't seen you turn your Switch on in forever," because he's pretty much hangs out on a Switch and plays almost every night.
Yeah. What's he play?
He's an old school retro, so he plays a lot of the older style games.
I haven't played anything on my Switch in a hot ass minute other than Dave the Diver. And before that, it was like a year since I'd played it. So I think, and I'm going to make this statement, Dave the Diver got to be better on there than PC. Got to be.
Yeah.
Too complicated. Just let me play the game. Let me hit the button and play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm too dumb. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the issue is. It's too much to play the game.
It is.
And friend of the show, Marshall 205, could tell. I mean, because he said, "I'm trying to figure out how to set it up. It's asking me a million questions." I'm like, "This is the problem with PC gaming. This is why I don't want to play this. This is why it's stupid." Like, immediately, I'm 0 to 100.
Right.
Because that is the barrier to entry that I don't want to deal with. Because he's always pushing me to try to get a gaming PC.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nightmare. It's a shit show.
It is. I have a gaming PC and that don't play anything on it.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. You could play Project Zomboid with us.
I could.
It doesn't require anything.
I could, but I can't because my dad sleeps in this room. So by the time you guys play, he's now going to bed.
Well, seems wrong to play a zombie game during the day, though. You got to play it at night.
Yeah, because he goes to bed at 9:30, and that's when you guys get on.
Yeah, it is. That doesn't work time-wise. Mm-hmm. You can just sit in there and scream next to him.
Yep.
Into the headset.
Then you guys will hear him snore.
Yeah, it'll add to the ambiance. Mm-hmm.
I'll show the camera and him be right behind me in his bed.
Yeah. And because we're pieces of shit, we don't use Discord, so we actually had the PS5 headsets on while playing PC. But yeah, it was all right. Did you play anything else besides Fallout?
Fallout and then Power Simulator Wash. And then MLB. No, that's all I played. Oh, yeah.
You went through everything. I forgot.
Yep, yep, yep.
I got upset about PC again.
Mm-hmm.
Derailed me. That's all I have. You got news?
Yeah, I got a few things. Let me share screen. We're going to talk some Nintendo news real quick. Just a couple things on Nintendo. So last week I brought up Yuzu's, the emulator got sued. They had to pay Nintendo.
Yep.
There's a new one. Suyu has stepped up and said they're going to be bringing the emulators out, but they're not worried because they have a lawyer that helped them get everything legally in place.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. They said nothing's up to nothing yet. It's using the same open source Yuzu code used. So we'll see what happens. I used to do the emulators on my phone a long time ago, but nothing. I'm not going to do that on the Switch.
Too much work again.
Yep. Another one, a batch of Mario games has joined Nintendo Switch Online this month for Mario Day.
So that was March 10th, cool. For those that don't know.
Yep, this was at Mario. Does not show the news announcement. Super Mario Brothers movie 2 produced. Does not show the games.
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah. All right, some Xbox news. Real quick. Two Xbox games are shutting down their servers in April of 2024. That's Madden 20 and then Warface Breakout. You played Warface, didn't you?
No, I don't think so. We played Warframe.
Warframe, okay.
Warface sounds like an AI-generated title.
It is, but I know I played Warface.
Probably. It looks like ass to me.
Yeah, I played Warface. Because I think Warface was on everything for a while.
Probably. Came out in 2020, kind of soon to shut it down.
Yeah, also on here, I didn't realize the Crew, Rocket Arena, and Armored Core are shutting down their servers soon.
Hmm.
And then it looks like Super Mega Baseball 2 and Second Extinction are also going to be on the chopping block.
Yeah, Super Mega Baseball 2 is fun, but 3's out. Yeah. Or 4's out, whatever. There are several games in front of that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that those games hold much population once the new game comes out.
Right. So there's a thing called GameSirs. It's a new Xbox Cloud Gaming Controller. And this is what it looks like. It's basically kind of like the...
gives Switch vibes, gives Steam Deck vibes.
Yeah, but if it's a phone, if you look inside.
Yep. And it's like a backbone.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, though. I like the colors, but the way it looks, I just don't...
It's the size. I assume that those are like silicone grippy little nubs there that fits any phone. I don't know. It looks like an accessory.
Yeah.
It looks like an add-on. That's one thing I think the backbone did really well is it looked like a thing that came with your phone.
Mm-hmm. It made it look more like a Switch.
Yeah.
It did. Next one. Insignia is bringing Halo 2 Online multiplayer back to the original Xbox.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like things to be played where they were supposed to be played. I think that's cool. I don't know how much money I would dump into it or what the reaction would be like, how you get your money back, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, but people, they did
Halo 2 is excellent.
Yeah. So they went through and got everyone back to wanting to play it.
So people don't roast me. The size and weight of the Portal, very similar to the Steam Deck. But, you know, the Portal has DualShocks on each side. And while I am constantly worried about dropping it, you do at least have handles.
Hmm. You still haven't played that yet?
No. I haven't played my PS5. Just any.
Right. Next one. Which I thought was pretty cool. So your original Xbox did not have an HDMI port on the back. Well, this company decided to make a Halo Spartan Edition by it's a XBHD maker. And this is what it looks like.
Popped a new logo on top, popped a box out of the back that's got Ethernet and HDMI. And
So that just plugs in the back of your Xbox, and there you go. You have Ethernet and you have HDMI. It's $149.99.
Mm. That's for the box. This one they're showing is like a custom system.
Yeah. It used to be, they used to charge $189.99, but looks like they cut it down $40. All right. Next one. Deliver Us the Moon. Did you ever play that?
Nope.
I played it. Actually, it was a pretty nice game. They're looking for publishers. They have five games that they want to get out there to have Deliver Us the Moon, Deliver Us Home, We Are Human, Deliver Us VR, and Expeditions, and they can't find publishers. In the last 2 years, they've reached out 180 times to find a publisher that they'll take them on, and they can't get anybody.
I would say there's probably more to this story. They're either they want too much, they're hard to work with, or their games aren't good, but I think those games are pretty decent.
Yeah, Deliver Us for the Moon was a fun game. I think that's a game you would actually like.
Is that the red cover with the little... astronaut on it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's that cover. I have seen that.
There's blue Mars. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deliverance from the Moon was free on PS Plus a couple months ago.
Yeah, I never played it.
I platinum that one. It was fun. A little interesting story. Another Xbox news, because we like controllers. Xbox is giving away this Final Fantasy Xbox custom.
The base it's on is cooler than anything else, but it's like over the top extravagant.
Mm-hmm. It's a Final Fantasy
14 online
edition. It says bright blue with like ice going around or crystal. Then there's a big gold halo going around it.
It's got a base, the gold base with like two spirals, gold spirals wrapping around and ice shards shooting up. It's super cool, but the reason it'll never be sold is it's probably impossible to manufacture.
Yeah, I think it's you can win it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Limited time.
One and done.
Yep. Yeah, chance to win. Yeah, you have to sign up for this to win it. All right. Do some PlayStation news. There was a new PS5 update that came out on Tuesday. You can dim your light on the actual your console now.
Yeah, I saw that. That's never been a problem for me.
Yeah, me neither. But you can maybe, I guess, turn it down a little bit if it's just too bright. I almost bought the covers. I saw a cover on like a cheap, just non PlayStation, just another brand cover.
Yeah.
But I decided not to. Someone said it didn't fit their PlayStation correctly.
The thing about those covers, I think you have to be careful, is just to make sure the vents and the fans are still functional.
Mm-hmm. They don't cover them up.
Yeah.
Right. PlayStation has announced has brought out more games to their catalog. Resident Evil 3, NBA 2K 24, Midnight Suns, Mystic, Pillars, a Blood Bowl is like four, and then DC Lego DC Supervillains.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to mess with any of those.
Mystic Pillars, yeah, remastered. And Blood Bowl 3 is the other one.
Yeah, I don't see me messing with any of those. Midnight Suns looks cool, but I don't think it's my kind of game.
They added a Super Neptuna RPG, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, Jak and Daxter Lost Frontier, Cool Borders, God's Eater Burst, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy, let's see, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle. That's not JoJo, the social media person.
JoJo Siwa?
Yeah, then My Hero Academia. So a couple good free games on there. I don't know if any of them will play the NBA one, just to play a couple games and get out of there. The Lego, which is weird, as much as I like Lego, I don't play a lot of the Lego games.
I think the Lego games are fun, but if you've played one, you've played them.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what would be fun is if we played through like the Lego Star Wars one together.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be fun, but I think it's single player only, but that would be fun to do something like that together.
All right. There's two games I saw.
Also, out here. Not single player only. It's couch co-op, I think. Yeah. Should say that.
Seeing this game out here, just thought it was something you would like. It's called Eggie Party.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No, show me a little something.
Okay, hold on. Here's the trailer. Make sure volume's off. It's very similar to your Pal World, Fall Guys.
Rope Race. It's giving me Fall Guy vibes.
Yeah, and this is for your phone.
Okay.
As of right now.
I'm out then.
But I just saw this and I was like, everyone's going after these style of games.
It's cute. They're showing CG right now, no gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cute. Very Fall Guys, though.
Here's the game. Oh, I was trying to see if it was showing gameplay, but not.
It's all CG. It's very cute. Eggie Park.
So this game did come out a while ago on PC. All right, there's another game I want to show you. It's called, that I saw PlayStation drop a trailer the other day, Self-Loss.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a game I think that you would play. Very Dredge looking. You have a boat.
Oh, you're in a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it travel. Has a very good looking vibe.
Yeah, did you see the fish?
Did see the fish. Not sure why they were like glowing. Oh, yeah, it looks really cool.
Yes, it's called Self-Loss. And
look at this whale that's like flying.
Mm-hmm. And the big monk guy there.
Yeah, I would play this.
So this came out on Steam in 2020, and PlayStation just announced that it's coming.
Let's see how much it is on the old Steam. Let's see here.
Self-Loss. Or Self-Loss.
Hey, what's weird?
Says this game is not available yet on Steam.
I thought you said it was out.
Yeah, I did. I saw something that said it came out in 2020. Initial release day, December 9th, 2020.
It just says coming soon.
Yeah, indie game. So no price on it yet.
Because it's not out yet. Also, there's no Steam Deck verified.
Not yet. Very, very dredge-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good. And you know what is the Steam Deck verified?
What?
Hogwarts Legacy.
Mm.
That seems like a cool game to have run on a handheld like that if you didn't have another way to play it.
That's all I have. No Lego this week.
Well, I don't have any other. I don't have anything either. So I need to get the mop out.
Yep, and clean up. As always, follow us on our socials at game_stitch at Hoef and Show. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/gamestitch. That was episode 582. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.